now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. Jesus taught us in St. Matthew 6 and 11, a part of the guidelines of prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say 5 and 2 fishes. Now, you might get this, and you might not. But by the time I finish, you'll have it. 5 plus 2 will do. 5 plus 2 will do. And the Lord God loved us so much that he allowed us another opportunity to come. And for that, we owe God praise. And I just thank God that he is a way maker. Sometimes we have to understand that we don't know everything. We don't know how God's going to sort of work it out. And so when we go to God in prayer, we just have to trust and believe that, as the old saints of old used to say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And we got to learn how to be thankful for however God blesses us. We tend to have been spoiled by God because God has been so good to us that we want the Lord to do it our way when we want it done. And a lot of us want an instant blessing. We don't want to wait on God. The Bible declares that there comes a time we got to tarry. And we got to wait on the power of God. So that lets us know that sometimes it don't mean that it's going to happen immediately. There are times when we got to learn how to wait. Then on the other flip side of that, there are times when God is a right now God. You can trust that if you ask the Lord God, because there have been times in our lives that we didn't even call on God, but God stepped in our situation right then and blessed us. And we got up and we said, oh, how lucky I was. But I guess we wasn't spiritually mature enough to know that it was blessings. It wasn't luck. After you've been on the Lord's side for a while, you tend to sort of get rid of that word luck out of your vocabulary, because there's something about knowing that God is a God of purpose, that we know that God is always there wherever we are, whether it's in a good day or a bad day, whether we're in a good situation or a bad situation, we got to know that God is still right there. And so because God is always present, we have to understand that there's nothing hidden from the power of God. God knows us, and God watches us, and God loves us so much. And because of that love, he told us that he wants us to have that same kind of love. A love that we would love one another the same way that Jesus loves us. And so because of the love of God, there are times when we ought to come into God's house already glad about what the Lord God has doing. I believe that the words of David, where he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, that should be in our hearts this morning. We all have been blessed by the grace and mercy of God to just assemble ourselves together here one more time on another first Sunday when we share in the memory and sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I find this morning that this is truly a day of thanksgiving, a day where we ought to magnify the Lord God's name together, for he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And I don't know about you, but I like to personalize it. And I like to think that the Lord is my shepherd. I thank God that I got a shepherd, because even in our text, we're going to get there a little bit later. But the Bible declared that there were many people in the midst, but they were like people that were walking around and going around without a shepherd. And if you're a sheep without a shepherd, then you're wandering and you don't know which way you're going. You don't know where danger lies. You don't know where trouble is. But if you got your shepherd, the shepherd watches over you, and he got the rod and the staff, and he allows you to know that when danger comes, hold up your staff and know that God will give you the power to fight your battle. Anybody know what I'm talking about in here this morning? Is there anybody that realized that the Lord God is your shepherd? He's not only David's shepherd. He's not only my shepherd. But anybody want to claim ownership? How many sheep does the Lord God have in here this morning? How many of you are trusting in the power of a loving God that will fulfill all the things that you need in your life? And so I'm just glad to be here this morning to share a word. Share a word about the Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And I wonder, in the midst of where we are right now, how good or how bad or the things that are going on in your life, or maybe those that are sort of not good or not bad, but you're somewhere in between, those people that may be healthy or may be dealing with some issues. I want to know, can you lay aside some of those things just for a moment and just think about what the Lord God has already done in your life? Think about the rough time that he has brought you through. Think about the fact that there are many times when you had to say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me." Is there anybody in here that remember that there were times when your body might have been in pain, and even though you took a pain pill, it didn't get the pain away, but somehow in some way you kept on talking to your God, and God just stepped in and made everything all right? Is there anybody in here that understand that even though when you go through life, you got to understand that you're going to have some good days and some bad days, but God has brought us all a mighty long way? I can't help, Brother Charles, but remember that song that Sister Wilma Cobb always ministered with us, and that is that if the Lord never ever does anything else, then I need a listening ear right now. If God never does anything else for you, are you able to say that he's already done enough? Or are you so selfish that you want God to just keep on doing great things? Now, we all want God to do something for us, but I just want you to think right now, not about what you want him to do after a while or what you want him to do tomorrow, but think about what he's already done. And when I think about where the Lord God has brought me from and what God has already done, then I can say without a shadow of a doubt, if the Lord never, ever does anything else for John Cade, he's already done enough. Because it was my God that pulled me up out of the dirt and out of the mess that I was in. It was my God that looked beyond my fault and blessed my very soul. Am I talking to anybody in here that realized that it's not all for your goodness? It's not about how much you pay in God's house. It's not about what a ministry you work on. But where are you with your God? Is the Lord your shepherd? I'm talking to that individual this morning. Now, I want to find that individual that in that same group that said, "When I think of the goodness of Jesus." Am I talking to anybody in here? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. Oh, yeah, somebody not thinking. Somebody not thinking. I'm not talking about thinking about what mama did. I'm not talking about what daddy did. I'm not talking about what your sugar daddy did. I'm talking about what God did. If we not think of the goodness of Jesus. Anybody thinking? And all that he's done for me. Then my soul cries out. Is there anybody got a hallelujah praise? Anybody want to get out of your comfort zone. Anybody want to tell your God, Lord, I want to thank you? Oh, you don't want to praise him this morning. You don't want to praise him. Man, I need to go find me some children. Woo. All you got to do is think about it. Every time I think about where God has brought us from, then I'm encouraged to keep on keeping on. Because one thing we have to understand is that God is real. He's not real in your life. It's because you don't want him to be real. But if you want God to be real, then every now and again, you just got to let God just have his way. Those are times when you're going through, feel like that you're mighty weak. But I thank God that I found out through the word of God, when we're weak, he will make us strong. Man, told y'all some folk that'll get somebody caught up too quick. Whew. What I learned. Let the Lord have his way. Because somebody going to get theirs. Somebody's going to leave without theirs this morning. And the only reason is because you failed to open up and let it in. Now, there is another reason why a lot of times we are not able to look at a circumstance and realize that as dark as it is, that there's some light in that situation. And that's because our faith walk is too weak. Now, this morning, let us walk by faith. Sunday school lesson was entitled Increased Faith. So there are times when even though you are a believer, even though you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you got faith, you still need a little more. What you need is for the faith that you have to be increased. That what we are talking about in increasing your faith is, Lord, give me stronger faith. Give me faith that's not denying. Give me faith that is not wavering. God, give me faith that will allow me to know that you are my God. And not only did it deal with faith, but it also dealt with forgiveness, because there are times when individuals may offend you, but you got to trust that God will be right there by your side. So you got to be careful that in any situation that you're in, that God will bless you and God will step in and do the thing that you need to have done. But you got to have faith and believe that God is in your situation. That what I want you to know is that if you're one that's praying, God, I want a little more faith, then the Bible declares in that text this morning that all you need is just a little bit of faith, because it describes it as the size of a mustard seed that you could put on your very finger and barely be able to see it. But with that much faith, if you just got a little faith, you can take a big problem and change the whole situation around. Now, an unbeliever may not see it like you see it, but your faith walk ought not be to prove to nobody that you got faith. You got to believe it for yourself, and you can't beat it in nobody's head. If you got faith in God, then you are hopeful, you are happy, you have peace of mind, and you trust in the power of a loving God. Now, when we talk about faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When things get hard, we've got to keep the faith. faith. When we are battling with the enemy, we got to have faith in God that as long as we keep our armor on, then we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, the devil is going to try you on every side. But if you got faith in God, then you can stand knowing that every dart that the devil throw at you, if you got your shield, you're going to be all right. Yeah. Anybody in here dressed down for battle? If you don't know what to put on, go to Ephesians 6 and read that. We're going to talk about that this morning. I'm proud to serve in the midst of a people that have been blessed to still have a good group of our elders still in our midst. As I made preparations and came to this point, that there was something that overwhelmed my heart just to think about how God has blessed us to leave these pillar posts here. Those that taught us how to love God, taught us by example and by the service that you are giving and have gave, how to be committed to the church of God. And so what God wants us to do, all of us, the baby boomers and all of our offsprings, is to look at the examples that God has put before us and grab on to something that they have laid within us and hold up the torch up high and continue to run this race. But you can't run it without faith. The times when you didn't have very much, God still stepped in and made a way out of no way. I was reminded of another little saying that Dr. Betts used to have, and he said, how can we lose with the stuff that we use? Some of that stuff's still around here. Don't forget where you come from. Don't forget that you might have today. That don't mean that you're going to have everything you need on tomorrow. Don't begin to feel like it's all about you. I thank God that we have a people that love God, but we got to understand that if we want to go to another level, then we got to trust God and we got to have faith in God and we got to walk by that faith and not by our intellect and what we see out of our eyes. We got to join our forces together, and not only our forces, but our resources, so that we can build on the foundation that God has laid before us. And as we build on this foundation, if we want a spiritual elevation, then we got to walk this walk together. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. So God said, let us make an appeal that we come out of where we are and get to where God will have us to be. And the only way to get there is by faith. The Bible declares that Jesus said that my house shall be called the house of prayer. So in order for us to get where God wants us to be, God teaches us how to pray. The Bible says when we pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, because you know how some folk like to be heard. Some folk like it because they have intellect to put fancy words together and they can put a rhythm in there and make everything sound so good. But it's not about the rhythm of the prayer. It's not about who's declaring the prayer. But it's all about the sincerity of where the prayer is coming from. Any and everybody ought to know how to pray. It amazes me that we got folk that have been in God's house all of these years. If I want to make somebody mad, let me call them up to pray. You ought to be able to open up your mouth and talk to your God some way or another, whether it's private or public. If the Lord has ever done anything for you, you ought to know how to pray. Nobody say you got to pray all day. You ain't got to search for things to say, because something would be in your heart that God wants you to ask or talk to him about. So if somebody asks you to pray, stop looking down at the floor. See, a lot of you don't want eye contact. But if you say that you love God, you ought to be able to pray. Jesus says, after this manner, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So in this illustration of prayer, first of all, give reference and give honor where honor is due. Talk to the one that is able to take care of whatever it is that you are dealing with. Isn't it amazing how we've come to a place where sometimes we can pray and we're not really asking God for anything? We've come to a place where sometimes we can just say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you that my pain is no worse than it is. Thank you, God, that you made a way out of no way. God said, pray that down here, the same thing that's going on up there would come down here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then God knows that we can't live if we don't eat. So he says, give us this day our daily bread. And so that tells us that God is saying, don't be so much worried about what you're going to eat tomorrow, but God, just give me enough that is going to take care of my needs today. Whew. As far as I wanted to go in there, you don't know the Lord's Prayer by now. But give us this day. Lord, I need those things that are going to make my existence possible. I need to know that even though I am a child of the King, and I belong to a God that is able to do anything but fail, I thank God for coming up in humble beginnings. I thank God for realizing and showing me by ways and action that you can take a little bit and stretch it out and go a long way. I want you to consider this morning, I thought based on a time that Jesus manifests his power by faith when he took a little bit and multiplied 5 loaves of bread plus 2 fish and shared it and made do. Now, before I go into that text, let me plant just 2 spiritual seeds for clarification. 5 plus 2 equals 7. The number 7 in biblical terms is a number of completion, divine perfection. So in reference to our text, it's only bread and fish, but the meal is complete. Have you ever sat down to eat a meal and you wanted to make sure that you had all of the things that you needed to have? You got a starch, you got a green, you got your meat, you got your protein. But I want to let you know that if you trust the power of God, you may not have everything that you want. But God has a way of giving you everything that you need. I want to let you know this morning that if you trust the power of God, if you walk by faith, then God will do what nobody else can do. We serve a God this morning that is able to supply your every need. And I want to let you know that there comes a time when you got to trust God with everything that you got. I'm reminded of a time when the apostles were gathered together. And Jesus was along with them and he began to teach them. He let them know that you are the leaders that I have to go out and to carry the good news. So I want to let you know that in order to be in leadership, you got to trust and walk by faith. You got to know that God will do whatever needs to be done. I want to let you know that when it comes to your life, you got to trust that God is anywhere that you are. When we look at the situation of our text this morning, we realize that the people of God is in a desert place. They've been there for a good little while now. The apostles and Jesus have been blessing the people over and over again. For it tells me that they left that place and they were going to find a little rest and a little leisure and a little time to just sit down and relax. Have anybody realized that after a long day of doing the thing that God would have you to do, you get ready to go home and get you a nice meal so you can lay down and relax? But what about the fact when you don't have what you think you got at home? I want to let you know that the Lord our God is a God that is able to make a way out of no way. The Bible declared that they departed into a desert place and they went in a ship and got away all by themselves. All of the people that heard that they were on their way to leave. The Bible declared that they all began to come out of the city. They began to follow Jesus on foot. They began to get right there in the midst of him. Jesus saw all of the people and realized that I am the Lord thy God. The Bible declared that he had compassion toward them. In other words, he looked upon all of his people. He realized that there's a need that needs to be supplied. And I thank my God this morning that I serve a God that is able to look at a situation and step right in and do what got to be done. He said they look like sheep without a shepherd. They look like somebody that don't have anybody to care about them. The disciples realized that they've been here for a mighty long time. I believe that they got hungry by now. But they say we are a long way from any city and we are out here in a desert place. But I want to let you know that we need something to feed these people. If there ain't anybody in the house, they realize that there's a time in your life when you might get hungry down in your gut and you might have a taste for one thing. But as long as God gives you something, it may not be what you want. But as long as God gives you something, it'll make everything all right. So I just stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord our God knows exactly what's going on. The disciples said, can we take these 2 pence and go and buy 200 pence worth of bread? When I look at all of these people, that still will not be enough. But if the Lord God say go, you ought to be obedient and go and do what God said. But the Lord God said, what do you already have? See, in other words, instead of looking out for something else, you better learn how to look at what you already got. Is there anybody in the house ever had a mama to go in there and say, we don't have nothing? She looked through the cupboard and come out with something and make a meal that'll fill your gut. I don't know about you, but you better learn that every now and again, you got to know how to stretch it out. You got to know how to prepare a meal for the multitude. You got to know how to take a little bit and make a lot out of it. So I want to tell somebody that the Lord our God said, what do you have? He said, give them something to eat. He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? I want you to go and see. They said, we have 5 loaves and just 2 fish. I stopped by to tell Foul Chapel, 5 plus 2, that will do. Because when I serve the power of God, God can take my little bit, he can give his blessings on that, and he can feed over 5,000 folk. Well, the Bible declares that he commanded them to bring that fish to me, bring those loaves to me. And when you put your little bit in the hands of a mighty God, how many of you know God can take you a little bit and turn your situation around? God can, where you may not have enough, God will put you in a position where you got leftovers. For I thank my God for showing his power where he took five fish. He took five loaves of bread and two little fish. And that counted up to a complete meal. And he fed over 5,000 folks. He set them down in groups of 100, in groups of 50, and fed them children and grown folks. But the Bible declared that after everybody got at their fill, in other words, everybody got all that they wanted. If you want to eat of God, you can eat the bread of life, and you never get hungry no more. If you're hungry, you don't like fish, eat the bread. The bread will sustain you. That bread will hold you up. I thank my God that God is able to feed you when you get hungry. I want to let you know that God is able to give you a complete meal. He'll give you everything that you need. And every now and again, you ought to split away from the table, back up and get off those greens. Let them pinto beans alone. Let away from them ham hocks, and don't mess with that pork chop. But just go in the word of God and say, the word of God, I'm going to eat up the word, because it's like honey in a honeycomb. Anybody got a sweet tooth? Then I want to let you know that there's power and there's a sweetness in the word of God. It's sweeter. The word of God is sweeter than honey in a honeycomb. And when I eat of the fruit of the land and I know that my God is right beside me, I can't help but tell God, thank you. Thank you, God, for feeding 5,000. Thank you for feeding me and my brothers. Thank you for feeding my daughter. Thank you for feeding my granddaughter. Thank you for feeding my granddaughter. Thank you for feeding my great-granddaughter. And oh God, I know that you're going to be right there to feed every generation. Because when I bring it to the Lord and I lay it at his feet, God has a way of working it out. Is there anybody in the house that ever had a situation and you brought it to the altar, laid it down at the feet of God, and God stepped in your situation and made everything all right, and you had a mind that tells your God, thank you. I just stopped by to say, oh Lord, I want to thank you for feeding me when I get hungry. Oh Lord, I want to thank you for being my shepherd. Oh Lord, I want to thank you because I can depend on you. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to hear thy mighty word. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Did anybody come to give him thanks? Anybody come to give him glory? Anybody want to give God some praise? Anybody want to get off of their self and give God a hallelujah? Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I got to have you. Oh, God, I can't make it all by myself. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus, the bread of life. I thank you for the blood that run down his veins. I thank you. I thank you for giving us the bread, for giving us the body, for giving us the blood, for giving us salvation, for delivering us out of ourselves. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for being our God. I thank you, God, for a complete meal. 5 plus 2 will do.